You're listening to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, the show that proves no one stumbles upon success ever. With your host, Lou Need. Every Mondays and Thursdays, we deliver cold hard evidence behind the power of a robust morning routine. Get ready to be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Hello, morning enthusiasts. Welcome to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast. I am your host, Looney Lewis, and today it is an honor and privilege to be here with you. I have a special guest to bring to the show, Vina Jetty. Vina is a founding partner at Enzo Brands. She has 10 years plus of real estate experience, including overseeing management of over $1 billion in real estate assets. Her expertise includes driving corporate growth strategy, asset management, and business development derived from working for multiple Fortune 500 companies. Before we bring Vina on, I want to talk to the men in the audience. Today, I want to ask you, have you ever worn a suit from the store? Was it baggy? Were the hems too long? How about the fit? Did it look like you stepped out of 1970s and look like a broke pimp? Now, have you ever gotten a suit tailored just for you? If you've ever had a suit tailored, then you know that it's very different from buying a one-size-fits-all suit from the store. A suit tailored just for you? Oh my. You know, it fits different. The pants are different. The way you walk in it is totally different. Why? Because it fits to you and not the other way around. Let me tell you about Unique Master Tailor Studio. They have tailors around the world waiting to craft the next masterpiece made just for you. Unique Master Tailor Studio makes luxury tailored suits, shirts, vests, three-piece suits, and get this, even shoes. That's right, custom shoes. There are so many options. You can add any design, color, or any different contrast variation at no extra cost. Pretty amazing. So how does it work? Well, first you choose your fabric, over 500 choices of all 100% cotton to premium Egyptian cotton. Very classy. You can do premium solid patterns and even flannel shirts. Y'all, they even have water resistant fabrics. How cool is that? From there, you choose your style. You can go long sleeve, short sleeve, or if you're in between, long sleeve roll up. You can custom design the front, back of the shirt, the collar, the cuff, and even the pockets. Now that you have your style, then you go on to choose your contrast. Here you can pick a different fabric color to add an accent look. You can either have it in the inside collar and cuff, outside the collar, inside front, or outside of the shirt. From there, you get your measurements. You can do this by body size, measuring yourself using standard sizes like small, medium, large, etc. Or you can use automatic sizing by adding your height, your weight, and they will calculate your size for you. From there, you decide if you want the signature standard fit or the Euro slim fit. I mean, that is truly custom tailored, y'all. Unique Master Tailor Studio provides worldwide shipping. Let me tell you, the prices are out of this world. The custom shirts are only $49.95. You can get a custom suit, y'all, for only $219. And a three-piece suit for just $289. And that is the most expensive item on the website. Such bargain prices for top quality designs. I urge you to go to www.unique.mastertailorstudio.com so you can begin to dress like James Bond. All right, y'all, with no further ado, Vina is spectacular.
Her background includes acquisition, syndication, and growth strategy for multifamily assets. Vina, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. Looking forward to our chat today about real estate, all things real estate, and of course, your morning routine towards the end.
Yes, no, I'm excited to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, so go ahead and tell us a little about your background. What got you started with assets? I know we were talking before, you have moved around, you know, from California to Chicago, and you are now, you're calling Dallas your home. Tell us about your venture to coming up to leading up to this.
Yeah. So I always joke that I took the shortcut to being a real estate investor because my parents have been successful real estate investors for the last several decades. So I kind of got a taste of this growing up. I grew up in a real estate family, and this was just very much the normal course of business. And so I graduated from undergrad when I was 20 and started working in various Fortune 500s for real estate investments and real estate investment firms. And then at some point, you know, I decided that it was time for me to venture out onto my own. I had learned a lot. I had, you know, my family's experience. I was helping with our family business ever since I was like a kid. And so that's really how I got my start in real estate. And after that, I ended up going into business for myself because there's just so many benefits of being invested in real estate for yourself versus working for somebody else. And I met my business partners and we've been able to grow together. We have, you know, a lot of complementary skill sets. And that's really how I ended up here.
Huh, interesting. How big is your team?
So we have three partners. One is I'm a co-founding partner. My other co-founding partner, his name is Sepin Talati. And he's like really our numbers whiz. He does all of our capital stack, debt and pref equity or JV equity placement. He does all of our underwriting, our acquisitions and dispositions. So he's really the one that oversees like the numbers and make sure we're going into the proper assets at the proper time. And our comprehensive portfolio strategy, is cohesive and constantly adjusting. And that's his domain, if you will. My other partner, her name is Pooja Talati, and she is our marketing and brand strategy guru. She came from the Hershey company, actually. Hershey Kisses were her brand. And so we were able to snag her. And now she does all of our marketing strategy from the corporate level all the way down to the asset level. And she does a lot of our operations as well. So she's, I always say she's like kind of the glue that holds our company together because Sepin and I are both very strategic and like big picture thinking. And she's like very good at operating and executing. So we all make like a really good team. We all have our strengths that really feed each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good when you're compatible, when you find the right partner to complement you and your skill set.
Absolutely.
It helps the business grow. Now, you have been in real estate from like young with your parents owning their own business, and then you went off to venture off owning up your own business, open up your own real estate agency. Why multifamily?
Yeah. So my parents were successful single family investors. Now they're actually multifamily only, but we started in single family. So we have done everything from fix and flip to buy, rehab, and hold to new construction. So we've tested a lot of different areas, and multifamily seems to be the one area where it's, in my opinion, at least for our portfolio, it's the best risk-adjusted return available to us. It gives us all of the benefits of real estate. It allows us to have third-party management. So there's not your day-to-day tenant calls like, hey, my plumbing isn't working, and then you have to go and fix it. There's a third-party professional manager, or we now actually manage in-house. So we have a vertical launched called Theory, and we manage our own assets in-house. And so we have professional community managers, we have a national director, we have a regional director. So it just reduces the stress of the day-to-day stuff and allows us to focus on the bigger picture. Also, it's a very scalable asset class. Single family is not nearly scalable because you can only have so many mortgages on Fannie and Freddie, whereas multifamily isn't the same. You can have as many as you theoretically can handle. And then you also get much better loan options in multifamily than you do in single family. So on a single family investment, you might have to personally guarantee the mortgage. Whereas on multifamily, there are options for investors who, as you get experience, the more experience you have, the more products are available to you, including things like non-recourse lending.
Mm-hmm. So it's a lot easier to finance as well, right? It's more expensive, but a lot easier to finance and for multifamily properties.
Yep.
And he said, what are some other benefits?
Oh, man. Okay. So the tax benefits, which, I won't go into too much detail because I know enough to be very dangerous and I have no licenses to give any kind of tax advice. But typically the assets are large enough to justify cost segregation, which allows us to really accelerate depreciation and take advantage of the negative K-1s that real estate tends to produce. We have tax strategists that we now use and love, and they actually work a lot with our investors on an individual basis as well to make sure we're all maximizing tax benefits from the top at the asset all the way down to the individual level. And so the tax benefit, a negative K-1 can offset, your passive loss can offset passive income. Or if you're like me and you're an active investor, it can offset active income.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can actually see that. It just makes it, you get more advantages with the tax break.
Exactly.
Go ahead and tell us some tips for those who are looking to invest in multifamily properties. What are some tips that you can give them?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is when people get into multifamily or real estate in general, if they're interested in the multifamily space, they often want to start with like a duplex or a fourplex or a 10-plex. My recommendation is actually to go for larger projects and try to find an experienced sponsor who is willing to share the responsibility with you and JV with you. Mainly because when you go for these smaller assets, they actually are a lot more difficult to finance than if you are going for larger assets. The risk is a lot higher. Your vacancy risk is a lot higher. And so, for example, if you have a 10-plex and you have one vacancy, that's a 10% vacancy rate. Whereas if you have 100 units and you have one vacancy, you're more leased than you probably should be, and you should be pushing rents because you have only 1% vacancy.
Yeah, that right off the bat, that should be an eye-opener.
Exactly.
And also not having to be the landlord and on-site and dealing with the late phone calls and the plumbing not working. You just property manager to do that and take it off your hands.
Exactly.
Tell us a little bit about some of the challenges that women have being in this space.
Mm-hmm. So I think our company is unique because we have 2 out of our 3 partners are women. I think that some of the big challenges I think we would both say we face are sometimes we'll be walking larger assets like $30 million assets or whatever, and brokers will not really take us that seriously. Or, a lot of times we will be excluded from certain events just because, it's at the golf course or whatever. And I mean, that's true of any industry, male dominated industry that women are in. But I really think that challenges aside, I do think that we have a lot of advantages as well. One of the challenges I think we have is that we are often, the domestic labor of the house, regardless of whether we work full time, often childcare or home care or parental care all falls to us as kind of a default in most houses. But at the same time, I think what's nice is being a woman partner, my partner and I have the ability to make an impact for our employees and to implement some more female-friendly policies in terms of maternity leave and, caring for children, caring for sick parents. We have a lot of opportunity to shape the way the company looks. And, we're really big on attracting female talent and retaining female talent and giving our employees the best possible benefits package, if you will, to make sure that they can appropriately take care of their family, because we believe that it's much better to attract great talent and retain it than it is to, not focus on that. Turnover is very expensive.
There's that balance, work-life balance that women, as you said, as a default, has to take on. But I was reading an interesting fact that nationwide women brokers dominate the residential real estate market, but yet they have not been able to make an entrance into the more lucrative commercial market. Why do you think that is?
So I think the reason for that is because a lot of residential realtors are doing this more part-time. It's not necessarily a full-time position. And also it's a great choice for women who want to focus on their family, because you can really control the amount of time you spend, what days you're spending, how many listings you're taking, how many clients you're representing. Whereas when you are a commercial broker on larger assets, it's a lot more difficult because you are going to have to continuously be working and based off of someone else's schedule, right? Like seller buyer schedules. So I think you can't just say, hey, I'm going to list one asset this month and then I'm not going to do anything for the next 6 months. You can't do that. You have to constantly be feeding your business on the commercial side. It's the nature of that industry. So I think that residential attracts women who maybe wouldn't want to work full time or wouldn't want to have a schedule dictated by a third party, but also it is just conducive to a different lifestyle.
Yeah, because your time is your biggest asset. So I can see how women, especially with children, would want the time freedom to actually pick up the kids and, you know, spend time with their kids. The time freedom is attractive in the residential
space,
versus the commercial. The commercial requires a lot more of you. I mean, a lot more discipline and a lot more, more rigorous.
Right. And, you know, that's not to say there are plenty of residential brokers who are very, very busy. It's just, it's a lot more flexible and you have a lot more control over your schedule.
Yeah. Now, on the light of talking about schedule and how to prioritize, tell us about your morning routine. How do you get up, dress up, and show up?
Oh, gosh. So I work from home. It is really varied based on whether my day is going to be mostly at home or if I'm heading out into the world for face-to-face interviews or face-to-face meetings. So I am an early bird. I wake up pretty early. Usually I like to be up by 4:30 or 5 in the morning. I actually check my email in bed. So the first thing I do is I check my emails, respond to anything that is pressing from the night before. And then I spend a little bit of time reading the news. I check kind of what's going on in the markets. And then I spend a little bit of time, you know, checking in on Facebook, seeing what all my friends are up to. And then I, you know, get up, brush my teeth, get showered and ready for the day. And I head to my office. I have the luxury of my kids staying home with a nanny. So every time I have like 10 or 15 minutes between calls or emails, or if I just need a quick break in the day, I usually just head upstairs, hang out with my kids for a little bit, and then come back down and get back to work, because I work a lot of hours. So I basically am working from 6 a.m. till about 11 or 12 at night. And I take from 6 p.m. till 7:30 p.m. every day. I take that time to do bedtime, dinner, bath time with my kids, but I start working after that again.
Wow. Those are long hours. And your business is growing that quickly?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are growing pretty quickly. And it's just, you know, it ebbs and flows. There's sometimes where I can work till 4 or 5 or even 2. So I get breaks through the year, but it just depends what we have going on. For example, I have a lot more control over my schedule, right? So if I want to take Wednesday off because I want to just go to the zoo with the kids or whatever that is, I can do that because I work so many other hours that I don't feel as guilty taking those breaks and getting to really focus on what I'm looking to focus on.
Yeah. Again, it comes down to you having control over your time, your biggest asset.
Yeah, I totally agree. And that's what I like that saying, that is, entrepreneurs will work 100 hours a week to avoid working 40 hours a week for somebody else. And that's like exactly how we are, because we just want that control over our time. Time is what we crave.
Yeah. And hands down, that is absolutely true, because I find myself doing 16, 18 hours and it's no problem. And it becomes the norm because the mission is bigger than you and I. You know, we see the bigger vision, the bigger picture.
Exactly.
So yeah, it's good to see once you found your purpose, you find a way of adding value where it doesn't feel like work, where you can sit at the computer for those 16 hours and it's nothing.
Exactly. Time just flies by when it's your own business.
Absolutely. Tell us, and I know real estate is lucrative, but tell us why you do it and how you help the community around you.
Yeah. So why I do it is pretty simple. It's for my family. It's so that I have that time that I crave. I fully believe in if we work hard now, we can retire earlier and control our time 100%. And so that's really the why of what I do it. I mean, I love what I do. And so the fact that it is a lucrative vehicle to be able to get the time that I crave just makes it the cherry on top. One of the little things that I've started as kind of a tradition for us as we close an asset, every time we close an asset, I pick a charity and we make a donation. And, you know, I totally pressure all of our JV partners and our lenders and our escrow agents, everybody. I always ask them, like, hey, you know, this is the charity I picked for XYZ asset. Let's all make a donation. And so we individually make charitable donations every time we close a deal just to kind of pay it forward a little bit. Another thing that we do is we are getting ready to implement on our property management company at Theory, we're getting ready to implement volunteer days. So it's going to be more of a team building activity. A lot of corporations do this where one day out of a month or a quarter or whatever that looks like, we will all get together as a team and participate in a local nonprofit activity to the area. We also work pretty closely with some of the first responders in the area to provide first responder discounts at all of our assets to make it a little bit more affordable for them to live in the communities that they police or, you know, they are fire men and women. And so we try to work with our communities at the community level as well.
Yeah, it's pretty fantastic. You're serving and giving back in the process.
Yes. I mean, that's really important to us as a company. We really believe that we are very blessed to have what we have and be able to do what we do. And so we always want to be sure that we're helping others when we have an opportunity to and where we can.
Yeah. Another, it's like corporate social responsibility. They call it in the corporate world where you devote and give your time, either your time, your money to charitable causes.
Yep, absolutely.
Bina, tell us, how can we connect with you? How can my listeners find you?
Yeah, so you can find me on our website, enzobrands.com. You'll be able to go there. There should be a button on there where it says connect with us or invest with us or something to that degree. I don't actually know what the button says, but you can click on that and then you can send us an email. Our admin will set up a call with you. It'll be either with myself or one of our partners so that you'll be able to connect with us, ask whatever questions you have. If we can ever help, if you're thinking about doing something, you just want a second opinion on it, we're happy to help in that regard. So enzobrands.com, ENZOBRANDS.com.
Oh, fantastic. Morning Enthusiast. You've heard it here first. This has been Vina Jetty, and she is an all-around woman, mother, successful real estate investor with a great team that she is working with, but also gives back with to the community. And so she talked about three reasons to invest in multifamily. And one of them that stuck out is like, it's more expensive, yet it is easier to finance. And you don't have to be the landlord for the single family. And if you lose one tenant, it's not 100% loss, but it's just, you know, just that 10%. It's been a great pleasure having you on the show. I thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.
Today, I want to ask you, have you ever worn a suit from the store? Was it baggy? Were the hems too long? How about the fit? Did it look like you stepped out of 1970s and look like a broke pimp? Now, have you ever gotten a suit tailored just for you? If you've ever had a suit tailored, then you know that it's very different from buying a one-size-fits-all suit from the store. A suit tailored just for you? Oh my, you know, it fits different. The pants are different. The way you walk in it is totally different. Why? because it fits to you and not the other way around. Let me tell you about Unique Master Tailor Studio. They have tailors around the world waiting to craft the next masterpiece made just for you. Unique Master Tailor Studio makes luxury tailored suits, shirts, vests, three-piece suits, and get this, even shoes. That's right, custom shoes. There are so many options. You can add any design, color, or any different contrast variation at no extra cost. Pretty amazing. So how does it work? Well, first you choose your fabric, over 500 choices of all 100% cotton to premium Egyptian cotton. Very classy. You can do premium solid patterns and even flannel shirts. Y'all, they even have water resistant fabrics. How cool is that? From there, you choose your style. You can go long sleeve, short sleeve, or if you're in between, long sleeve roll up. You can custom design the front, back of the shirt, the collar, the cuff, and even the pockets. Now that you have your style, then you go on to choose your contrast. Here you can pick a different fabric color to add an accent look. You can either have it in the inside collar and cuff, outside the collar, inside front, or outside of the shirt. From there, you get your measurement. You can do this by body size, measuring yourself using standard sizes like small, medium, large, etc. Or you can use automatic sizing by adding your height, your weight, and they will calculate your size for you. From there, you decide if you want the signature standard fit or the Euro slim fit. I mean, that is truly custom tailored, y'all. Unique Master Tailor Studio provides worldwide shipping. Let me tell you, the prices are out of this world. The custom shirts are only $49.95. You can get a custom suit, y'all, for only $219. And a three-piece suit for just $289. And that is the most expensive item on the website. Such bargain prices for top quality designs. I urge you to go to www.unique.mastertailorstudio.com so you can begin to dress like James Bond.
All right, morning enthusiasts, that's it for today's show. Thank you for tuning in. If you love the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, we'd love to hear from you. So go ahead and subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes or Google Play. While you're at it, tell a friend about the show. Be sure to visit bestmorningroutineever.com and our Facebook group to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our fantastic free bonus content. Until next time.